This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Subodh Agrawal, the CEO of Healthy Panacea, that has over 30 years of experience as a practicing cardiologist. He is here today to talk about how electronic health records and the 2014 Obamacare EHR mandate will affect physicians and patients. Dr. Agrawal, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
A pleasure in mine, Eric.
Certainly is. Now, first of all, what is the Healthy Panacea Network, better known as HPN?
The Healthy Panacea Network is a network of medical care providers, physician, hospital, and allied medical professional, like a nursing home and other, that work together to build medical technology solution for patient care. It lead to the best practices and treatment for our patients. It is a patient-centered technology which optimize patient care and outcome. The Healthy Panacea Network provides itself on producing technology that will be the solution for current and future issues that affect the American healthcare system. Our company is based in five different products. The number one is the Telepax, which is a medical image management personalized for our physician client as well as for patient. The second one is electronic medical record, which registers the information from the patient during interview with the physician. The third one is, which is very, we are very excited about, is called HPN Nano. This is a personalized health record for patient, where patient can see and review all his medical record, including images and lab data. And the fourth one is that the patient able to get the second opinion about his illness from the network of physicians who will able to see the record at the click of the button from the with the permission of the patient. And the lastly, once we have the data in our system, the analytical is basically a database of medical diagnosis. But the beauty of this is that the physician are able to search for specific symptoms their patients have, and the technology will help them to find the treatment strategy based on their input into the system.
Well, tell me, what was your inspiration for starting a company like HPN that specializes in electronic health records?
Well, Eric, I basically grew into it, and as my practice grew, I could not handle all the work myself and with my help, so I need the electronic medical record. As a cardiologist, I saw how frustrating it was for both physician and the patient to be able to share their medical record information between different offices and different physicians. I started in my own practice building different strategy to make this process an easier one. As my practice grew, the amount of the work and the patient volume increased, and the electronic medical record became the best medium to optimize patient care. I started working with the technology to bring software to my office that would help us communicate better with our referring physicians. Our goal during this formative year was always on the patient, and it still is today. After we built this technology for Athens Heart Center, friends in the field wanted to begin to use this also, and I started creating it for them, bringing people on board, and before I knew it was a company. So we became a software healthcare company called Healthy Panacea Network for the patient from the physician.
That is phenomenal. Now, how about telling our listeners, as we had mentioned earlier, tell them about the 2014 EHR mandate and how it will affect both the patient and the physician.
Eric, our current president has put a lot of effort and money to take us to a new level of medical care that is cost-effective without compromising the quality of care. Through the Office of National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, he has charged his administration with developing the infrastructure that will eventually connect all healthcare providers and hospital, as well as the empower the patients. So far, the government has spent billions of dollars in incentive for bringing medical records into the digital space to the physician. And the incentive will continue to grow. It will affect everyone who participate in healthcare, physician, patient, hospital. Healthcare provider will be held more accountable to the informed patient, but gain more independence at the same time. They will be able to manage their practice more efficiently. Patient will have more insight and method for getting involved in their treatment. Accessing health record digitally reduce the cost for provider and patient. No retest. By having access to your health record, you can avoid having multiple unnecessary tests that may be costly. So, in my opinion, this is a good thing for America. The tremendous amount of money and thought has gone into this. Electronic medical record will help reduce the fraud in medicine, also improve the efficiency of the hospital as well as physicians, as well as it will empower all Americans to be able to view their medical record from their home using internet.
Today we are joined by Dr. Subodh Agrawal, the CEO of Healthy Panacea, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Subodh, what solutions and resources are available for the everyday person who wants to get more involved in the healthcare process through the use of electronic health records?
The Healthy Panacea and several other companies provides comprehensive electronic medical record for collecting all patient data from all different sources, from hospital as well as physician, put them in organized way so that all of their physician can review them. This will increase the quality of care and decrease the cost by avoiding the retesting. These system and the doctors associated with them will then analyze data of care to determine the most effective method of treating diseases. Eric, let me tell the listener that how often they get difficulty when they go to the physician, they ask same question again and again, and then they go to another physician, they have to repeat the same question answer, and then the information one physician have, then other physician doesn't have it. Our solution, or the solution which is empowered by Obama administration, will make those problems solved.
Now, if a person wanted to learn more about electronic health records, how to get ready for the 2014 mandates, or to learn more about your product, how could they be in contact with you?
We are open 24 hours a day for our patient as well as for listeners. They can call us anytime. We can take call from people who want to purchase our product, but we also talk to everybody, to a physician as well as patients who just want to know more about digital records and what it mean for them. Now, you can call us at any time at 1-888-314-4888. Once again, 1-888-314-4888. And our website is hpnmed.com. Or email us at info@hpnmed.com.
And finally, in conclusion, how can a person retrieve the personal health records digitally without a lot of hassle?
Eric, let me tell you, this year, the new HIPAA law has empowered all Americans to take advantage of it. I recommend that Americans should take advantage of new HIPAA law that allow each patient to obtain a record of their health record from their physician and hospital at no cost. You should be able to just ask for your record, and they be given to you by any medical office in the country. If they don't allow you to have your record, then write them a letter telling the medical office that you understand your medical right and will be forced to file a complaint with HIPAA if they do not give you access to your records. Now, it is a legal issue, and the patient has empowerment, but a lot of patients don't use that for their advantage. My tip for today will be that if you want to save money, improve the quality of health care, get involved and have a medical record bank where you get all your information from your birth to the present time.
Certainly been good to catch up with you. Great information. We've been speaking with Dr. Subodh Agrawal, the CEO of Healthy Panacea, that has over 30 years of experience as a practicing cardiologist. And the website of reference, once again, is hpnmed.com. Dr. Agrawal, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.